I never, I didn't think. Best you start thinking, Noy warned him. That, or sleep with a dagger by your bed. Now, go.
By the time John left the armory, it was almost midday. The sun had broken through the clouds. He turned his back on it and lifted his eyes to the wall, blazing blue and crystalline in the sunlight. Even after all these weeks, the sight of it still gave him the shivers. Centuries of wind-blown dirt had pocked and scarred it, covering it like a film, and it often seemed a pale grey, the colour of an overcast sky. But when the sun caught it, fair on a bright day, it shone, alive with light, a colossal blue-white cliff that filled up half the sky. The largest structure ever built by the hands of man, Benjamin Stark had told John on the King's Road, when they had first caught sight of the wall in the distance.
And beyond a doubt, the most useless, Tyrion Lannister had added with a grin.
But even the imp grew silent when they rode closer. You could see it for miles off, a pale blue line across the northern horizon, stretching away to the east and west and vanishing in the far distance, immense and unbroken. This is the end of the world, it seemed to say.